So the task force then, for a while, was just in a state of not knowing mm-hmm. whether they were legal or not. And they sent letters to the Board of Supervisors saying, asking them if they're still a legal body.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get any reply.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get anyone to take it over.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, I can't remember who finally
was
did.
Was it
it was an issue that nobody wanted to touch.
Because it seems like it was a huge issue, so it's not like it's not like it's a boring non-issue.
Oh no, it's not
a
non-issue.
It was just that they didn't.
It's just that, well, you look at, it was Frank Jordan was the mayor at the time. And Frank's supporters were all on the West End.
Right.
So Frank didn't want anything to come out of this that didn't include a bridge over Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
And Stuart Sunshine was working for him at that time, and Stuart was doing everything he could to be sure that there was a bridge over Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
The task force asked the consultant many times formally to construct an alternative that included ending the freeway back, I believe, at Bryant Street.
Mm.
And they never did it.
Mm.
And I know that they were asked to do this several times over
a study or
well they you see the consultant was the task force was supposed to instruct the consultant as to what mm-hmm. alternatives to
mm-hmm.
to create, mm-hmm. you know.
And this was Wilbur Smith?
Wilbur Smith, yeah. And Wilbur Smith never did it.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back, I've spoken recently with members of the task force about mm-hmm. about that, and they said that's true. They never, Wilbur Smith never would
mm-hmm.
do an alternative.
Yeah.
So we never had the opportunity to look at something like that formally. So